The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the first day of the week at early dawn, the women came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward. Bucket. This I know. I saw more of you. Come on up. It's me, so little ones to just right by the. But he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Oops. Tells me so. Good morning. So I have with me a bucket. It's a Baron's bucket, because that's my last name. They make good buckets. What's in the bucket? Nothing. It is empty, right? What did the women find when they came to the tomb? Nothing, yeah. They found an empty tomb. So I have here an empty bucket. Now, what happened? What did the women do after they figured out why the tomb was empty? Yeah, they went and told others. And how do you think they felt at that time? Are you still sleepy? Have you found any eggs yet this morning? Haven't you had chocolate? Oh, man. Okay, so I think they probably felt maybe pretty excited, confused, maybe joyful, right? All right, so they probably were making a lot of noise about this, right? Yeah? What do you do when you're excited? Do you sit here quietly? Probably not usually. Okay, so we're going to make some noise about this Easter. We started off in Lent with jars of hope. And so some people took these jars home and had a devotion where they put money in these jars throughout Lent. And so I need your help. If you brought a jar back, and I know there were a few, because I know Jonathan has one back there, could you raise them up and we're going to come and get them from you? All right, can you all help me go get the jars? Okay, so see, there's one way back there. Can you, one of you go? There's Greta and Layla are back there. All right. Let's see. Oh, Aaron, you want to go back here? Here, Ingrid has one back there. Do you see Ingrid? Oh, over here. Okay, so. All right, come here. I'm going to give you this one. All right, so some are in jars. Some people brought them in baggies. Did we get them all? Okay, come here. Now, everybody take a jar or a baggie. You want to help me? And we're going to see about making some noise about Easter. Can you open that up and come dump it in here? Are you ready? We want to make a lot of noise. And can you come over here? Can you come help me? Yeah. Ready? Come on Good job. Now, it's going to make even more noise if we go like this. All right, you ready? Come on here. All right, come do it with me. All right, very good. Oh, there's some more. Yeah, let's open your bag. All right, we've got one more jar here. Okay, now what does the bucket look like?
Full.
It's full, isn't it? And this money goes to, do you guys remember? It's going to the ELCA World Hunger. And it's going to the Global Farmyard where they give animals to people and help them have a farm so they have food to eat and eggs to sell and ways to help their community. So we went from an empty jar to a full bucket, just like on that Easter. Okay, if you will put those other jars in there for me, and you can put the plastic bag in there, and let's pray. God of joy, thank you for filling us with your Spirit. Bless this change to change lives for others. Amen. All right, thank you. Now, do you two think you could carry this and just put it right in front of the cross here? Too bad I didn't collect cowbells. Yeah, that's one of mine, making all the noise. All right. Last year, during Holy Week, I can't remember, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, excuse me, the new pastor at one of my former congregations, I've known him for a long time, but he called me because he was a little appalled, because he wanted to know what in the world was I thinking in establishing a tradition of hunting for empty eggs. Now, you may or may not know this, but we have this tradition here as well. You're welcome. That children go out and they find empty eggs, and they still receive a bag full of goodies at the end of their hunt. Now, many times I have told the story of the resurrection through the egg, through telling it through story eggs, and how the eggs have become a part of the Easter tradition because of their connection to new life, and because we go out and we find these empty eggs, we're reminded that the tomb is empty and that Jesus is risen, and that is where our joy comes from. It comes from the emptiness of what the women found on that first Easter. So I explained this to him, thinking he would, you know, just embrace my beautiful theology and rationale. He didn't. He still laughed at me, and he said, I would still rather my eggs were full. Fullness can be a profound gift. To be full in the body is to feel good, satisfied with food and drink, also with exercise and movement. The ability to bend and move is a gift that we may not even realize the fullness of that until we don't have it. To be full in mind is to have knowledge and insight into an area that you are studying or practice that you are practicing. And often this knowing of fullness comes from a period of realizing you don't know. To be full in spirit is the same way. When we experience a fullness of spirit, a connection to God and ourselves and the body of Christ, it is an experience we know in depth, often through a time of emptiness. The women, Mary Magdalene, Joanna, we get some of their names today, they came to the tomb expecting to find it full, full of experience of new death, full of the one they loved and and that they had learned about love from. They came to the tomb with their arms full, full of spices and oils and linens, and with their hearts full, full of grief and questions and emptiness. And what they discovered was the total opposite of what they expected. For them, they thought that the story had already ended. The loss and emptiness they felt were ones that they were consumed by, and ones that didn't seem to have an end or a light, no bearable steps forward. So they were doing all they knew how to do by coming to the tomb, showing up in the only place where their hearts and minds were, the only place their feet would take them that day. So allow yourself to be in that space for just a moment, this space of time when you have known the fullness of being empty, a walk you have taken step by step because it was the only choice, a place of illness or grief or being lost or fear that is hung with you with its heaviness. And as you approach the place where you just can't take another step on the path, imagine arriving to that place of expected darkness and instead finding light. A place where your arms let go of all that you are carrying. A place where your eyes see more than you can take in and your ears don't quite understand what they are hearing, and where that full emptiness begins to fall. And instead, the fullness of joy rises from the bottom of your heart, through your chest and throat, and out into the air around you. This is an experience not just of wonder, not just of reversals of emptiness and fullness, not only of awe. It is an experience that shreds all knowledge of what we can humanly understand as being possible with God. Mary drops her spices. Joanna's eyes open wider than she has seen before, and Mary Magdalene's breath escapes her in a whisper of fear and wonder all at the same time. The women's first response to their emptiness being filled with light is fear, of course, because our brains don't comprehend and our bodies can't get grounded and our spirits are swirling around inside of us. Fear makes its way out, trying to protect and guard us from anything dangerous. And in the words, "He is not here. Do not be afraid," they are released. That fear tingles out through the fingers and toes and makes space for the fullness of the joy of God, makes room for the resurrection to bring life to you, to me, to the world. Easter is more than empty or full eggs, more than the newness of spring, more than the emptiness or the fullness that you carry with you today. We tell this story every year because this is the story. This is the story that releases you from that place of darkness. This is the story that invites you and calls you, in fact, gives you complete permission to live in the fullness of joy that comes from God. It's a joy that may be elusive at times, a joy that's hard to recreate, and it is a joy that is promised to always be there. It is promised in that empty tomb. It is joy that is promised in the fullness of the resurrection of Jesus being not the end, but the beginning of our story with God. Living in this fullness of God calls us to be those who show up in the emptiness, who fill jars with our change to bring hope to change the world. We reach out to the fear and grief and loss in our world, not just whispering the good news, but making some good, strong, clanging noise about it again and again. Do not fear. The Holy Spirit is here, and joy lives in the darkest of spaces. And when we remember this story and utter these words, we are assured that the peace of God rests upon us. So this Easter, children, when you go to your egg hunt at 10, the eggs are filled full. Full as the gift to live in the Easter joy, full as the promise of the empty tomb, full of the reminder of God's grace, love, and forgiveness surrounding you today and always. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Nice and loud.